Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and internationally. Imagine, by the click of the button, we will reach listeners in any country in the world. How exciting is that? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And we're part three of Comedy and Tragedy. And you're invited to call in at 347-637-3789. Tell me about your life. Is it comedy or tragedy? Or is it a blend of both? Is it a blend of both? I have a whole file here on living your life to your fullest. And on May 4th, the awakening message was, a gem cannot be polished without friction, nor the man perfected without trials and tribulations. Oh, we have so many whiners out there and so many with constipated mentality, it is, sometimes it just overwhelms me. Now, I'm just going to digress for a moment. Because when I heard the response, I was like, how? Are you living in the past? If you're living in the past, then you've embraced the tragedy in your life. And if you've had some tragedy, did you learn from it? But let me tell you, had this incredible conversation with a gentleman, and it has to do with hearing loss. And the Silver Fox has been fitted with the most remarkable hearing aids, custom designed for him. And this company owned, is so passionate about their work. I think I shared this with you before. At one of our visits to the hearing establishment, there was a poster on the board that said that hearing loss may be related to early dementia and Alzheimer's. John Hopkins report. And I mean, the bells and the lights went off in my mind. Of course, it makes sense. If you can't hear what I'm saying, then the brain can't assimilate. It loses its energy. It just dies. So we were in on Wednesday yesterday for another checkup, and they're going to add little molds to the hearing aids so that the Silver Fox could just flip them in his ears. And he told me that there was, I told him, I said, you know, I did get a report from the John Hopkins. Look, honeys, I've got my pulse on everything. And if you don't agree with me, who cares? What you think of me is none of my business. And what you think of your life, it's your business, not mine. But if you want to make a change, the operative word is if change, want, then I'm the person to talk to. You want to reinvent the wheel, be my guest. But anyway, he was having a conversation with a couple, I think they were in their 70s, early 70s. And they said, oh, what? Hearing loss may be the precursor to dementia? Nope, doesn't make sense. Nope, I don't believe it. I don't believe a word of it. Now, here's John Hopkins, the renowned university. I looked at the hearing aid specialist, young kid, about 36, absolutely dedicated to his work. He has a passion. I said, some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. Now, we're in 2016. The year 2000 is just accelerating digitally. If we had what we have today, 50 years ago, we'd be walking and living on the moon right now, or maybe just taking a long weekend there. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give, but you've got to have an open mind. I looked at him and I said, well, I'll tell you what I tell everyone else. Some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. They ain't going nowhere. They're going to lift off the dole. They're going to let the government take care. And they'll just be, they'll be a bore. They'll be a burden to their kids. Instead of really embracing life, the theater of life. If you listened to yesterday's show, you know I said your life is your story. You created it. No one else. God didn't. Buddha didn't. Muhammad didn't. You did. Did you get it? No one had a club in their hand and said, this is how you have to live your... It was your choices. Are you living your life according to someone else? Then your life is a life of confusion. Absolute confusion. They absolutely wouldn't hear anymore. I said, why don't waste your time? Now, we're living longer, aren't we? But not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many because they're so afraid to step out of their comfort zone. Well, Kath, this is the way I did it for you. I don't want to hear it. You're a gassy old geezer. You don't belong in my life. So, they're not going to do anything. If you woke up this morning, you had 1,440 minutes to make a difference in your life and in someone else's life. If you're living your life according to someone else's dictates, au revoir, au revoir, then just sit there in your own poo-poo and vegetate. Atrophy. It's you. You are creating your life every second, every minute. Did you hear me? If you have built castles in the air, your work not be lost. This is where they should be. Now, take action. And put foundations under them. Happy Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. Oh, Pepe wasn't at the gym today. I didn't get to wish him happy Cinco de Mayo. Do you want to weigh in on what I'm saying? Call in. 347-637-3789. No guts, no glory. So, is your life comedy or is it tragedy? Doesn't matter which one it is. You created it. No, you're not going to blame anyone. Did you forget that your greatest freedom is that of choice? You're choosing it. Oh, can you? Are you a joy to live with? Do you like, does your spouse like being with you? Do you like being with each other? Do your kids look forward to you coming to visit? Or do they go, oh, geez, they're coming. Oh, utter despair. And remember, little people, you are the future of our world. And those of you that your adult children aren't taken kindly to, think back on your life with them. How did you treat them? What did you say to them? Were your words empowering, joyous, or were they filled with tragedy, sour, demeaning, and they have no self-confidence? You want to know what? That's all going to come back and bite you in the butt because they haven't forgotten. And now you might need assistance. You see, the Silver Fox and I went into this agreement years ago. We will do anything in our power to keep our mental acuity, physical, enjoy our life to the fullest, because we don't want anyone to take care of us. And we don't want to be a burden to our adult kids who are very successful in their careers and in their lives. I want them to live their life to the fullest. And those of you that are grandma and grandpere, we're role models. Show your adult children that you can live a joyous life. Or is it full of drama? Is it full of tragedy? You know, it just, the light went on the other day when I was doing these shows on, yesterday we did notable, the NATO summit, notable actors and actresses together optimize. And on Tuesday we did, historically speaking, as you dislike it, the anti-bard, club bard, B-A-R-D means poet. Shakespeare was a poet. And Tolstoy and a few others, I guess, were jealous of him. Absolutely jealous of him. So, if you were to describe your life right now, what would it be? Comedy or tragedy? Call in 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on to my website, simplyageless.net, and kathywatsonspeaks.com, C-A-T-H-I. Now, the shows are archived. Log on, blogtalkradio.com. /Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, W-A-T-S-O-N. Click on Comedy and Tragedy. You could hear it all. And then tomorrow, remember, the show is on at 8 a.m. It's the community theater movement, the little theater. Are you going to go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? That's the tragedy in your life. Your mind is so set, it's iron, ironclad. Can we open the shackles and have an open mind? Oh, log on simplyageless.net, click on all the buttons, and be sure and click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Oh, you'll love it. Our bags are packed. And then scroll down to the books. The Elixir of Youth, Seek, It's of a Spring Chicken, it's my book. It's nonfiction. It's an e-book and a soft copy. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Let's think now, 6 or 7 decades. Oh, but I forgot, you all know it all. And if you know so much, why don't you share it with me? Why don't you email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net and tell me how smart you are and how it's going to change your life and the world? Or you could call in 347-637-3789. No guts, no glory. Scroll down. We're still on books, choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. 14 of us bared our soul. It's available at authorhouse.com. Now, these are books that are not coffee table books. You have them on your desk. And you could only get the Elixir through me. Scroll down, The Heart of the Lion. Oh, co-authored with Tom Puttrick. Oh, Thomas, of pure intent, I can't believe you've left me. We were going to do a sequel, but anyway, I digress. I know they say that in time it gets better, but it doesn't. It's going to take, I don't think I'll ever get over him passing away in September, and he was only age early 50s. But The Heart of the Lion, I see me traversing the Serengeti and the Maasai Mara, witnessing the migration of the wildebeest on the Serengeti. Oh, take this out of this world experience. Take a photo tour to Africa. And that story is part fiction and nonfiction. It's up to you to decide what is nonfiction and what is fiction. Scroll down. 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2, selected and introduced by David Ricklin. What are you doing with your life? What contribution are you making to the world? Are you making us laugh? Are we happy to be in your company? Are you filled with toxic, negative thinking? The tragedy of life. And this is how we learned when we were growing up. Now, before I continue on with my drama today, I just want to salute and thank my supporters, actually sponsors. You can be part of the consortium, Live with Kathy. It's a 10-week introductory offer. You have to email me. I don't know where you want to go. I don't know what your product is, what it is that you have that you want to share with the world. And then we'll see just how dynamic you are because you get your own show. And you get that show. I sent you the link. And you forward it to your email database. And you ask them to forward it to their email database. It's a marketing opportunity and a PR opportunity. Repetition, 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 exposure, exposure, name recognition. It's all up to you. Email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net and let's see if you resonate. Oh, Live with Kathy is brought to you by the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Iron Workers and Impact. Can't you just feel that energy? Testosterone and estrogen? Titanic shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Manly men and women coming together to create incredible structures of design. Log on. impact-net.org. I get so involved in my drama. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the Dom Perignon of the trades. My mission and my purpose is to educate you, to introduce you to the purpose of Iron Workers and Impact. And I want you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Log on, ironworkers.org. And then the CD is out. Iron Workers, what a noble profession. And I open with this bombastic Eric Copeland's fanfare to the common man. And then we segue transition into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, gentle movements of the swan. 8 minutes long, you'll love it. It's enlightening, informative, and just a delight to listen. You'll find yourself saying, Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know that. Refreshing and entertaining. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. I was there today. They have a 50-plus club, a consortium led by Rika Cuff, who does an incredible job. They stood on the mountain, 2009, and they held the gold medal trophy in their hand for excellence. What are you telling me? You're bored and lonely? Pick up the mirror. Say hello to the creator of your life. You're the blueprint. Every minute, every choice that you make is a blueprint of your life. And you're the Michelangelo. On a scale of 1 to 10. To find out more about Park Districts and the 50-plus club, log on heparks.org. Get in touch with your own park district, senior centers, and libraries. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. May 5th. Hey, April, did you have more month than money? Need some help with your finances? Email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Did you know that looks do matter? Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have the methods and the secrets, all natural. No costly equipment or costly operations. But you have to get off your duff and make it work. And once you've learned my secrets, methods, and techniques, they're yours for life, and they go with you everywhere. You know how to get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And if you're living your life comparing and competing and you're adding stress, well, stress is the leading factor in premature aging and even death. It's your life. It's your choice. It's your way. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. Change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. The book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. You having trouble paying your bills? Are you a solopreneur, retired, and have dreams of starting your own business without investing huge capital? There is a way, a home-based business. You can fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, pay your bills. And it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money and encouraging you, to believe in yourself. Did I pique your interest? Imagine the CEO of your very own business. Email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and let's start the conversation. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And today's topic, comedy and tragedy. Drama. How dramatic is your life? I love dramatic people. They're colorful. They're fun to be with. Providing it's very positive. But then there are times, the flip of the coin, when the drama may be filled with tragedy. But we could handle that because we're going to learn from it. Drama, a literary form involving parts written for actors to perform. You're the actor. You're the actress. Drama is a Greek word meaning action, drawn from the classical Greek to do. So no matter what drama is in your life, it's action that you're doing. It's your life. Drama can be performed in various medias. I love live performance, radio, film, and or television, and today on the internet. Classic drama are works written in the same form as plays, but meant to be read rather than staged. A closet drama would be love letters. That's a new genre in fundraising. No memorization, just two people reading letters to each other that span 50 years. Whoa, talk about drama. Drama. Talk about comedy, tragedy. Whew. If you truly want to be innovative and you want to talk to me about helping you form a consortium to support love letters in your area, you do know how to get to me. KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. I won't have time to field your questions today because there's a process, but it's a simple one. Improvisation, I love improvisation. That's right at the moment. You don't have time to think about it. It's instinct. What you see is what you get. It's in your mind's eye. Form of improvisational theater is drama that has no script. Performers take their cues from one another. Drama is made up on the spot using whatever space, costumes, or props are available. My dear, have some fun with improv. With your family. Sit around in a circle and bring up the presidential election. And each one of you have a chance to bear your heart and your soul. The three types of drama composed in the city of Athens, tragedy, comedy, and satire. This is, and five authors chosen to write a comedy. Each tragedy was then performed in three successive days, and on the last day, the five comedies competed. There are two masks associated with drama, comedy, and tragedy. I'm just looking at mine right now that Roger Plummer gave me. One is smiling, and the other frowning faces are both symbols of comedy, the muse, and the muse of tragedy. Now, many of the medieval dramas were based on Christian church. The Roman Empire was greatly affected by Christian church. It had an even greater effect on entertainment. Many of the plays were biblical and had significant relevance to the church. But let's go way back, I think 500 AD. Women were not on the stage. It was all men. How did that get to be? How did that get to be? And what about pantomime? I think it's a brilliant, brilliant talent. It combines comedy and tragedy. And in many times, there's usually a lesson learned. And with some help from the audience, the hero-heroine saves the day. There's so much drama in education. There are workshops. Why don't you create your own little theater? Because that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. And let it be a celebration to your awareness that you are the Michelangelo of your life. Your life is your drama. Is it comedy or tragedy? Until then, au revoir.